My name is Craig, and I'm the CEO of Dacey Financial Coaching. Our goal is simple, to help you run a therapy practice that is permanently profitable. If you own a solo or group practice, we're here to help you build a business that creates more time, makes more money, and serves more people. This is the Therapy Business Podcast. Welcome to the Therapy Business Podcast. If you are a group practice owner or you are a solo therapist who hopes to one day grow your business to a group therapy practice, this is the podcast for you. My name is Craig Dacey, and I am the owner of Dacey Financial Coaching. We are profit coaches who work with small businesses to help them take control of their finances, manage their money in a healthy way so they can grow their business and scale in a way that is going to ensure that they are profitable, that the owner is getting paid, and that their employees and clients are taken care of. Now, we focus heavily on therapy businesses. In fact, a majority of our clients are therapy practice owners. We have worked with practices from a solo therapist who's under $100,000 a year just starting out to group practice owners who make multi-million dollars a year with practices all over the country. So we know the ins and outs of the industry. We know the challenges that come at every phase of business and how difficult it can be focusing on providing quality therapy, caring about your clients, while at the same time focusing on the health of your business. A lot of times that can feel like a conflicting idea, right? That we are focusing on people, taking care of people well, but at the same time, taking care of our profitable business, taking care of about the profitability of our practice. The truth is, what we have discovered is that a profitable practice serves more people. And so if we're not focusing in on the business side of our practice, we are not going to be able to help as many people as we want to help. And almost every practice owner that I have stumbled across or who we have worked with, people are at the core of what their mission is, of what they want to do. They want to help people get the support they need to improve their mental health and really expand their reach. And the way to do that, while it can sometimes feel selfish, it can sometimes feel like we care more about money than we do about people, that's typically not true. In fact, we have to focus on those things so we can help more people. Now, we've been in business for number of years. And over the years, we have, again, focused heavily on working with therapy practices. We know the frustrations that come along with hiring and working with a team of clinicians, trying to fill their caseloads, trying to make sure they are paid in a way that keeps them in your company, not sending them out to somebody else, but also make sure that you are financially healthy and that you have the margins you need to grow. We know how frustrating it can be to either deal with insurance or try and shift away from insurance to become just a private pay business or just attract clients as a private pay business. There's a lot of different nuances. And wherever you are, you already know that there's not necessarily a right or wrong answer of whether you should take insurance or not. It just boils down to you, your mission, and your priorities. However, there's challenges that come with both. And so we know those all too well. We also know that as you grow, you want to diversify your offerings. While one-on-one therapy is probably the bread and butter of what you do, there's a lot of other revenue generators and ways to serve people that are outside of that realm, whether it's in group programs, whether it's in workshops or seminars. And so how do we incorporate those in so that we can serve more people and offer different levels of financial opportunities for people, but also ways that we can bring income in? And then you as the business owner, how can you see less clients so you can focus more on the business, becoming less of a day-to-day therapist and more of a business owner? Seeing clients purely because you want to have a small caseload of clients, not because you feel like you need to see people in order for the business to stay alive and afloat and healthy. So navigating those ins and outs. So for some of you, you're just a solo practice right now, and this is just a dream down the lane that you want to achieve a group practice, and that some of these problems are things that are just ahead of you that you haven't even started to delve into. So it's important that you think about them now. I know a lot of you who are group practice owners who maybe are struggling with some of these things, like clinicians who are, you're paying too much and you're dealing with this financial strain that you're wishing when you were a solo practice, you would have thought through and you have been able to tackle. So this is where we want to approach it. No matter where you are, whether you're ahead of the game, whether you're still solo and you're trying to navigate this in advance, Or if you're one of those multi-million dollar businesses who you're already in the weeds and you're trying to fix and undo some of the ins and outs, or maybe you're just trying to improve your business knowledge. Maybe you got into therapy because you love helping people. I know you did. That's why therapists get into what they do. And business just kind of is something that was, you just had to figure out, or you're trying to figure out still. And so that's what this podcast is all about, helping you hone your business skills, get better at business, understand how to run a practice effectively and efficiently so that you can love your practice, so that you can be the business owner, and that you have more control over your time and more control over your income. We're going to teach you how to manage the finances in a business. We're going to teach you how to grow your business in a financially healthy way. And we're just going to walk you through the ins and outs of running a therapy practice. You'll have me as your host. Sometimes we'll have guest hosts. We'll have guests in who own practices, who have worked with practices, who can teach you different things from marketing to sales to managing a team and everything in between. If you are looking for support in your practice, we are excited to walk along that journey with you. We ask that you just subscribe to this podcast, as we're going to be dropping content regularly, episodes regularly, to help you on your journey. We're here for you. We're excited. And thank you for walking along with us. We're excited to see what's in store for you. Thanks for joining us on the Therapy Business Podcast. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a practice owner that you may know. If your practice needs help getting organized with its finances or just growing your practice, head to therapybusinesspod.com to learn how we can help.